Kondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight and every weekday evening at this time, the makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Pine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. And Chandu has a thrilling new magic offer for you. For just 10 cents, he will send you his mysterious Waters of the Nile magic trick. Just 10 cents and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Listen. With this trick, you can defy the laws of gravity. You can take a bottle filled with water and turn it upside down without spilling a single drop. Why, you can shove a match or toothpick through the mouth of the bottle, and even then, no water will come out. Here is a wonderful pocket trick for you youngsters to spring on your schoolmates, you men to play on your fellow workers, or you ladies to perform at a party or bridge game. And it is yours for just one dime. Yes, 10 cents in coin, plus a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Mail with your name and address to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And Chandu will send you the Waters of the Nile magic trick postpaid. Send for several of these tricks tonight. In Cairo, Frank Chandler, by his occult powers, has erased from the uncanny memory of Pierre Duval all recollection of Robert Regent's notes, the record of a scientific discovery of international importance. And since the notes themselves were burned by Duval, the process is forever lost, not only to the sinister Roxor, but to the world. Meanwhile, after seeing in the crystal a terrifying picture of Robert Regent facing death in an unknown jungle, the Regent family leaves for Singapore, preceded by a message from Chandler to one of his agents, Dr. Sun. From this man, they learn that Regent is believed to be on a strange, forgotten island off the coast of Sumatra. But Chandler suddenly arrives and realizes the man posing as Dr. Sun is in reality a member of the dreaded Daku Kafai, Brothers of Jeopardy. The present scene is the veranda of the Sabang Hotel in Medan, Sumatra. Chandu, the magician.
With all that mob going by all the time, we couldn't see Dad if we went right past the place.
I could see him.
I could too, Mother. I'm disappointed in Sumatra, aren't you?
Well, I hadn't thought about it, Betty.
You wouldn't even be here, Betts, if Mom hadn't made such a thing about coming with Uncle Frank.
You don't blame her, do you?
Well, no.
Gee, I always thought Sumatra'd be kind of wild and mysterious, with black jungle rivers running through it.
Yeah, and everybody carrying those Malay knives.
Uh-huh. Don't talk about knives. Those savages we saw in the crystal. Ooh, I'll never forget them.
Mother, you know Uncle Frank got Daddy away from them.
Yes, but for all we know, he's lost in that awful jungle. If only...
Mom, there's Uncle Frank. Right there. See him?
No, I... Oh, Robert's not with him.
Over here, Uncle Frank.
Well, there's some kind of celebration going on here today. It's almost impossible to get through the streets. Robert should be here soon, Dot.
Here at the hotel?
Yes. I found the boatman who brought him back from the island.
Was he all right? Are you sure it was Robert?
From the description, it must have been.
But where did he go, Uncle Frank?
We have no idea.
Gee.
He wouldn't have told the boatman that, Bob. But he can't leave Sumatra without knowing we're here. I left a message at the steamship office and the airport.
You didn't say whether Daddy was sick or not.
I don't know, Betty. The boatmen were still terrified over going to the island. They kept looking over their shoulders as if they weren't safe, even now.
Oh, I don't wonder.
Gosh, I hope he doesn't just collapse somewhere. Then we'll never know where he is.
You're not speaking of me in that...
Robert!
I couldn't believe it when I got your message. What are you all doing in Sumatra? Hello, Frank.
Oh, hello, Gary.
All right. Oh, sit down here, Robert.
Yeah, no, let's go down to the end of the veranda. You can't talk here without the whole town hearing us.
I was going to join you in Paris, Dorothy, as soon as I'd seen the man I came here to meet.
Oh, Daddy, we haven't been in Paris for almost 2 weeks.
What?
We followed you to Cairo and then Singapore, and now here.
And there's nobody for you to meet, Dad.
No, Robert. You ought to know better than to believe anything Roxor tells you, dear.
Let's sit down before we go into that.
I don't understand all this. If you weren't in Paris when I cabled you, how did you know I'd gone to Cairo?
Uncle Frank and Mother saw you in the crystal, Daddy.
You did? Well, I'm beginning to believe it was sorcery you studied all those years in India, Frank.
Not at all.
If these things can be demonstrated scientifically, think what it would mean.
Now, you're not going into a long scientific discussion. I want to know how you are.
Why, I'm perfectly well, Dorothy.
You don't look like it, Daddy.
You sure don't. You look awful.
Well, do you two think that's the way to make him feel better?
Well, you can see.
Just keep it up, and he really will be ill.
Well, you know, I've hardly been out of the laboratory in Paris since I began to work there. It's no wonder I haven't your California tan.
Now that we've caught up with you at last, you're going home with us. And not to shut yourself up in your laboratory there, either.
Well, I shan't promise that. Max and I are going to be working together again. Perhaps he'll come to California this time.
You mean Roxor, Daddy? Hmm?
Is that what he told you, Robert? Is that what induced you to rush off to Singapore?
Why, yes. He's completely changed, Frank. Since you blocked his scheme to invade Montebania, he's given up his entire plan. At last, he knows he'll never be able to conquer the world. I knew it would happen someday.
Well, you see, Robert...
Oh, I realize it's hard for you to believe, but he's even promised to turn over those drawings he had stolen from me in California. That's why I came to Singapore. And then...
Risked your life on that island. Oh, Robert.
I didn't get the drawings, but I know the man has them there somewhere. Frank, perhaps you and I...
Gosh, Dad. Uncle Frank, tell him.
Tell me what, son? You all look as if I were holding a lighted fuse in my hand.
You have been, Robert. Roxor never had the remotest intention of giving up his plan and going to work with you.
But I talked to him in Cairo. And in Singapore, I met the man he told me to see.
And he sent you to that island to meet someone else.
That's true, Frank. Oh, I had a little trouble with a tribe of natives, so I came back here to get help.
A little trouble?
It wasn't too serious, as it turned out. And, Frank, I'm sure Max's man was there somewhere.
Why?
Well, I... look here. Max could have no possible reason for sending me all the way to Singapore if the drawings hadn't been found there.
He has a very good reason, Robert.
What is it, then?
You'll see. Just describe the man you saw in Singapore.
He was a Chinese, looked like a scholar. He wears the silk robe of the Manchus. Very precise, almost courtly.
And calls himself Dr. Sun.
You know him.
We all know him, Robert.
He's a member of an organization called Dakuka Fai. You ever hear of him?
But they were thieves, drug sellers, murderers. I thought they'd been wiped out long ago.
Far from it. And now they've joined Roxor's other agents.
That guy even told us the real Dr. Sun was dead. He sounded like he'd killed him himself, Dad.
So Max made a fool of me once more. But those drawings must be found, Frank. I can't go home until they are.
Oh, yes, you can, Robert.
That awful man even told Mother you had a big emerald that belonged to him. And you'd better give it back or else.
What's that?
He sure did, Uncle Frank. It was just before you showed up.
But I've never had such a stone.
I told him that. Frank, he said it was supposed to have what he called miraculous powers. He must have meant yours.
He must indeed. So that's what they're after. But why should they think Robert had the emerald? Unless...
Unless what, Frank?
Well, Roxor has said so much about your scientific genius. In fact, he thinks it's almost uncanny.
Oh, nonsense.
Not at all. These fellows have the impression from him that it's some sort of magic. Before he's through with them, Roxor's going to wish he'd never heard of the Dakuka Fai.
You've got to find some way to convince them Robert never had that emerald.
Dot, the safest thing for all of you is to take the next ship home to California.
No.
No, Dad. Those darn drawings might still be in Egypt, for all you know.
And anyway, Daddy, Roxor told Uncle Frank he didn't need them anymore. Didn't he, Uncle Frank?
Yes.
Only that was before
Bob.
He...
Before what?
It doesn't matter now. The thing to do is to go back to Singapore. If you can't get a reservation on a ship leaving at once, you can fly home.
Let's do that. Let's see if we can get a plane back to Singapore this afternoon.
But I still don't think it... What's that sound?
Oh, that dreadful icy wind on the back of my neck. It's like a premonition of death.
Mother, don't!
This time I know it's a message from the Yogi. Listen.
Hey, you look as if you could see him.
Of course I see him. Right over there. Be still. I am listening, my teacher.
My son, hear my words. Thou art about to enter upon a time of testing, a time of terror, when thou wilt come to believe thou hast been forsaken.
Forsaken? I will try to understand.
Vance, do you see him?
No, I don't see a thing.
Children, be still.
It is written that the outcome is in thine own hands.
I will remember, my teacher.
But if once thou shalt give way to fear, thy powers are to be lost to thee.
You mean fear for those who are with me?
I appear to thee now to strengthen thy heart. This much I may tell thee.
I am listening, my teacher.
Thou art going on thy appointed way. Keep close to thee the ones who dwell within the magic circle of thy love. Remember, my son.
I will not forget. I will keep them with me.
When the message comes, obey it. The way will open before thee.
I will go as it is written, my teacher.
If thou shalt lose the power thou hast gained through all thy knowledge, many who walk in the path are also lost.
But, my teacher, may I...
I have spoken, my son. Remember my words. Await the call. Await.
For just one dime and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, Chandu will send you his gravity-defying trick, the magic trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Once you know Chandu's secret, you can fill a pop bottle full of water, turn the bottle upside down, and not a single drop will spill out. That's right. In defiance to the natural laws of gravity, the water appears to stay suspended in the bottle. To everyone's complete amazement, you can even insert matches, toothpicks, or even a pencil inside the neck of the bottle. They, too, will be suspended in the water. Here is a magic trick that will entertain and mystify everyone. And it is so easy to perform that anyone, young or old, can master it in a couple of minutes. Add this magic trick to your collection right now. Send one dime and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name plainly. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.